We waited for a long time. Some of the others were taken out of the room. One of them cried. Another, a thin man, he was angry. He tried to resist the guard, and she hit him twice in the stomach with her truncheon. After that, he was quiet. I fell asleep sitting down. When I woke up, I saw a purple dress and long brown legs in front of me. "Yvette," I said. The woman turned around to look at me, but it was not Yvette. At first I was sad not to see my friend, and then I understood that I was happy. If this was not Yvette, then there was a chance that Yvette was still free. I thought of her walking down the street in London, in her purple flip-flops, with her eyebrows painted in pencil, buying a pound of salt fish and laughing, "Whoa, ha, ha, ha," into the bright blue sky, and I smiled. The woman who was not Yvette, she made an angry face at me. "What is wrong with you?" she said. "You think they are sending us on holiday?" I smiled. "Yes," I said, "I think it will be the holiday of a lifetime."
"You should not joke about these things."
She turned around and she would not talk to me anymore. And when they called her to stand up for her flight, she walked away without making any trouble. And she did not once look back at me. When I saw her go, my situation became real for me, and I was scared now, for the first time. I was scared of going back. I cried, and I watched my own tears soaking away into the dirty brown carpet. They gave us no food or water, and I became faint. After a few more hours, they came for me. They walked me straight onto the aeroplane. The other passengers, the paying passengers, they made them stand back while I went first up the aeroplane steps. Everybody was staring at me. They took me to the back of the aeroplane, to the last row of seats before the toilets. They put me in the seat next to the window, and a guard sat down beside me, a big man with a shaved head and a gold earring. He wore a blue Nike t-shirt and black Adidas trousers. He took off my handcuffs, and I rubbed my wrists to bring the blood back into my hands.